The White House believes an education bill that passed this year will sell well politically for national and state Republican candidates this fall. So this week, the president has been touring battleground states in the Midwest to promote the law's main points. One component would basically require much more testing of third through eighth graders in math and reading skills. Speaking to high school students in Milwaukee, President Bush said he didn't like to take tests when he was their age. Yet Mr. Bush called on the state of Wisconsin to get behind the new testing plan.
How can you possibly tell whether standards are being met or whether expectations are being met if you don't test, if you don't hold people accountable? The state of Wisconsin must welcome accountability in grades 3 through 8.
The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction says state 3rd through 8th graders will probably wind up taking those tests, or Wisconsin would lose some federal education funds for low-income children. But department spokesperson John Kraus says the tests are part of a mandate that falls short on investing in educational resources. Kraus says the Milwaukee and La Crosse high schools and the Milwaukee elementary school that the president visited are doing quite well without the additional tests.
The three schools that he's visiting have been able to be successful in improving student achievement and closing the achievement gap without a federal mandate from Washington.
Kraus says Wisconsin schools are not afraid to compete on national tests. Congressperson David Obie is also criticizing the Bush administration's education plans. The Wausau Democrat says the president's budget falls $7 billion below what the education law recommends. And Obie says about 8,000 fewer Wisconsin students would receive federal college aid. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.